This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. We're live with Milestone Plumbing, Heating and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather, 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Three people recovering from injuries this morning after their Colleyville home was struck by a bolt of lightning yesterday.
Oh, it strikes the house. Just see it strike the house.
Neighbor Pete Paredes captured the lightning strike and resulting fire on his doorbell camera. A home on 12 Oaks Lane was heavily damaged by this fire. Three people inside were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Fire crews made a quick attack, but the fire started so fast it really had quite a head start. The home has heavy damage from flames, smoke, and water. The home backs right up to Glen Hope Elementary School, which was placed on secure status until police and fire commanders were sure the fire was under control. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And you can see video of the lightning strike from a neighbor's doorbell camera, and you can find this on our website at KRLD.com. It's really unbelievable.
Well, it sounds like a two-story home on Monte Carlo Drive also catches fire during the height of yesterday's storms. Lightning believed to be the cause. Nobody injured in that event.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
We're seeing preemptive strikes today. I'm not sure what's causing all of these cancellations at DFW and Love Field, but there are a lot of them as the rain's really not even here yet in earnest. But we got 71 cancellations outbound, 73 inbound at DFW Airport this morning.
And at Love Field, a huge jump in flight delays, 128 right now. It was fewer than a dozen just about 30 minutes ago. And cancellations, now 63. So, you know, I guess some of those are back on. They were canceled earlier, but now it looks like a few of those are back on, but delayed. But definitely check your flight before you head out there.
We're also following some developing news out of San Francisco, where on the ground at San Francisco International, a couple United Airlines 777s collided on the ground. One was taxiing, the other was trying to back out of its parking space, if you will, coming back off of the gate when the collision happened, and both of those flights had to be canceled. An accused murderer is on the loose in Kaufman County, and the victim's family says it never should have happened.
Texas officials say 30-year-old Trevor McEwen was supposed to appear in court for a hearing regarding a murder that happened in May 2023, but they say he cut off his ankle monitor and disappeared instead. Investigators say McEwen shot and killed his neighbor Aaron Martinez in a truck outside of his home back in 2023. McEwen's bond was lowered from $2 million to $500,000, something Martinez's family tells NBC5 never should have happened.
We had a feeling. We said this multiple times.
McEwen was arrested again last year after threatening Martinez's family and posting about them online. He once again was able to make bail. The Martinez family says they had a feeling that something like this would happen and pleaded with the judge to keep McEwen behind bars. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Certainly just a coincidence that President Trump Sunday night took to Truth Social and said that he wanted to reopen Alcatraz and make it a prison for the worst of the worst here in the United States. Certainly a coincidence that just a short time before he made that post to social media, the South Florida PBS station aired the 1979 film Escape from Alcatraz, that movie with Clint Eastwood, if you recall. The president did spend the weekend, including Sunday night, at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach. It's not clear whether or not the president saw that. So again, probably just a coincidence? I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
It is 7:24. There is nothing better than a live sporting event. Nothing better than a fan finding a crowd mic and taking advantage of the situation. You know, that's what happened at the MAAC Lacrosse Championship on ESPNU over the weekend. You know, it started out pretty softly.
Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
And now we'll get our penalty.
This person doubles down on the big D accusation, though. Normally in sports, you know, you want a good D, right? But not this kind of D.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize.
Cha-cha-cha, diarrhea, cha-cha-cha.
No word on who won the game because nobody cares, but we can tell you Sacred Heart had a pallet of Pepto-Bismol delivered to the locker room after the game.
Was that guy part of the official broadcast team?
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
We apologize
wanted
for
to
our
be.
Crowd, Mike.
Yeah.
That is definitely a weird one. All right, 724, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Maybe Sacred Heartburn.
Maybe so.
So the stock market yesterday kind of went back and forth looking for a direction. By the end of the day, we'd found it closed lower across the board. The Dow was positive going into the final hour of trading. Today, it looks like it's going to be the same sort of uphill slog. The Dow Industrials average, if it opened right now, would be down 256. NASDAQ down 216, the S&P down 43. Now, the NASDAQ was sort of set off by Palantir, and I don't really know why. This is this hot artificial intelligence company that's seems to be in all of the right areas. But Palantir is down 9% this morning. They beat on earnings. They beat on revenues. They raised their guidance, but they're selling into the stock, which, after all, was up 63% for the year coming into trading today. Shares of Boeing might be higher today. The rumor is that Qatar Airlines is expected to order 100 Boeing jets. When? Well, probably a week from today, when the President of the United States makes a visit to the region. That's a good sort of welcoming gift. Ford and Mattel may be setting the stage here for what we're going to hear a lot more of. Ford beat on earnings, but they say the tariffs are going to have an impact net of about $1.5 billion on them. So they're withholding guidance. And Mattel has paused their guidance because they don't know exactly what the tariff's going to do to the increasing prices of Barbies and other toys that come out of China. Crude's up $1.55. That's a bounce back, $58.67. Money's pouring back into gold, up $63.40, $33.85.80. And it seems to be tiptoeing back into treasury. Because interest rates are down a little bit. 10-year rates down to 4.33%. Right now, we look lower across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is now 7:27 on the KRLD Morning News.
You know,
a lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay.
Diarrhea, cha-cha-cha, diarrhea, cha-cha-cha, diarrhea.
What's going on right now?
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Stomach issues again?
We are 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Boys in here. Apparently,
okay.
I'm among
We're
them.
We're done with that.
Great, all right, get serious.
Great montage.
Get
that.
Serious.
Okay. Shake it off. wipe it off. For Blue Nail Roofing. A low-performing school in the Fort Worth ISD has put the district at risk for some intervention from the state.
The Leadership Academy at Forest Oaks' sixth-grade campus has not had a passing performance rating for 8 years. Under state law, the Texas Education Agency can either force the district to close that campus, or the TEA can step in and appoint an entire new board of managers to replace the Fort Worth ISD school board. Education Commissioner Mike Morath has sent a letter to the district officially notifying leaders about those possibilities. School district leaders say they will appeal the most recent state accountability ratings and point out that they've already merged the low-performing campus with another school. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.